During the presidential race, Texas was criticized for leading the country in executions. Rick Perry, the governor who succeeded George Bush, is deciding whether to sign a bill that would ban the death penalty for the mentally retarded. Of the 38 states that allow the death penalty, 14 do not permit the retarded to be executed. Governor Perry has refused to say what he'll do. From Austin, Janet Heimlich reports.
By this time, most Texas legislators have gone home to their districts or on vacation, but not Senator Rodney Ellis. The Democrat from Houston sponsored the bill to ban the execution of the mentally retarded. Now he's doing all he can to convince Republican Governor Rick Perry to sign it. Ellis has been holding press conferences and encouraging religious leaders from around the country to give the Texas governor a call. And to leverage criticism Texas has received nationally, Ellis wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times.
I think you can make a good case that we do appear like bloodthirsty yahoos if we're not willing to simply go on record as the leader on execution saying that we want to ban executing the mentally retarded.
Catholic leaders and advocates for the mentally retarded have also been lobbying Perry to sign the bill. Since Texas resumed executions in 1982, Ellis says the state has put 6 mentally retarded people to death. But opponents of the bill are pushing Perry just as hard. They dispute Ellis's findings that Texas has executed a mentally retarded person. David Weeks is district attorney of Walker County in Huntsville. Weeks says current law provides safeguards that prevent jurors from sentencing the mentally retarded to death. For example,
they have to get through a mitigation instruction where the jury hears not only evidence of perhaps mental retardation, but child abuse, drug use, many sort of things that could impact whether a person deserves the death penalty.
Crime victims and their families have been some of the strongest voices urging a veto. Ellen Mosley May's aunt was brutally raped and murdered by John Paul Penry in 1979. The Supreme Court just overturned Penry's death sentence because of procedural errors. May disagrees with Penry's lawyers that the death row inmate is mentally retarded. She fears that if the bill passes, too many killers who claim to be mentally retarded but are not will escape the death penalty. At a recent press conference, May pleaded with Governor Perry to think about Texas crime victims.
It seems lately that a lot of folks are worried about what Texas's image and what other people think, like in New York City. And I'm a Texan, and I've been directly affected by it. And I don't care what New York thinks about Texas.
Since the legislature passed the bill 2 weeks ago, Perry's office has received about 400 letters, emails, and phone calls about the legislation, with the sides evenly split. So far, Perry has said he has not made up his mind as to what he'll do. Perry spokesperson Jean Acuna.
The decision is not going to be based on the number of emails or letters or phone calls received to this office. The decision is going to be made on what he believes is in the best interest of the state.
Yet Perry seems to be leaning towards a veto. He has suggested that Texas wait until the Supreme Court decides whether executing the mentally retarded is cruel and unusual punishment. The High Court plans to take up a North Carolina case in the fall, at which time it will reexamine that issue. Perry has until June 17th to sign the bill, veto it, or allow it to become law without a signature. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.